Today on Path of Grace.
We need a Savior. And according to that angelic messenger sent from the throne of God's grace, this is good news, good tidings for all people, because our Savior was born. He is Christ the Lord. I want you to notice that the angel did not say, a potential Savior has been born, which is what religion teaches. Religion teaches that Jesus kind of only sort of got part of the saving done. He is the potential Savior of everyone, but it's up to you and me to somehow complete what he didn't finish. We have to do something to merit it. If that were true, then Christ could not be called the Savior, because we in effect would be saving ourselves through our own effort or merit. That cannot be. The good news is that our Savior was born. And Scripture teaches us that he succeeded at what he came to do. Hey there, my friend. This is James Flanders. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. Last night, I didn't get the opportunity to really sleep much, but today I have had the opportunity to have a whole lot of coffee, so I'm a little bit spazzy. So please bear with me. Over the next several days, here's what I want to do. I want to share with you passage after passage of Scripture, which paint a beautiful picture of God's ultimate plans for humanity being much more than what the religious institutions give God credit for. These are passages that not only reveal the heart of Father being one of love, but which also help us to see the glorious and amazing, far-reaching effects of what Christ accomplished on the cross of Calvary and what he is ultimately going to do. Now today, as we begin to look at these passages, I want to ask you to do two things for me as a favor, okay? Good, thank you. Here's what I want you to do. First of all, please jot down these references so that you can look them up later and stare at them with your Bible in hand, asking Father to give you ears to hear what he is speaking through them. Secondly, as I share these with you, try to listen with fresh ears. Do what you can to set aside any preconceived religious ideas that might cause you to try and explain the truth away, keeping in mind just one thing. The word gospel means good news. The evangel we have been given is to be a message of good news. We have good news to share, good news to celebrate, good news we can hope in, good news we can rest in. All right, you ready? Here we go. Do you remember what the angel announced to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth? You've probably heard the passage a million times in a Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus read it. In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, listen to what the angel said. This is the announcement accompanying the birth of the only begotten Son of God. Luke 2, verses 8 through 11. When I read these words, I want to cry because it's so good. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Fear. That sounds like something a lot of folks are experiencing today in the world we live in. Fear, something people have always dealt with. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." It was a proclamation. It was an announcement of very good news. I bring you good tidings of great joy for who? Good tidings of great joy for all people, not just a few, not just a tiny minority who happen to live in the right geographical location to hear the right message at the right point in time. Nope, this is good news for all people. I take that to mean all who have ever lived and all who will ever live at any place at any time. The angel said, "I bring glad tidings, good news for all people, good tidings that will lead to great joy for all people." And here's the news: for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Have you ever heard of anyone needing a Savior? Let me ask you, have you checked the statistics on death for all of humanity? Those statistics are staggering. There is a 100% death rate. From the moment Adam ate the fruit until now, we've been born with death dwelling in us. And that realization gnaws at us. And we do all we can to avoid it because we're scared of it. We're afraid. We see it all around us. Some die young, some die old. But regardless, all people are in the process of dying, and there is nothing we can do to stop it. And if you've lived any length of time, you have closed the lid on at least one casket containing someone you love. You have dropped a handful of dirt into their grave and choked back the tears. You have experienced the agony and the pain of sorrow and grief. But this angelic proclamation is truly good news. That greatest enemy, the enemy of enemies, death, it does not have the final say. Death does not win. Love wins. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, that ultimately on the agenda of the babe born in Bethlehem is that he will destroy death itself. Again, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. Not only will we be raised from the dead, thanks to the sinless one who died and was also raised, but we will be raised up and death itself will be destroyed to no longer gnaw at or instill fear in anyone. Eventually, everything's going to change. But right now, we need a Savior. And according to that angelic messenger sent from the throne of God's grace, this is good news, good tidings for all people, because our Savior was born. He is Christ the Lord. I want you to notice that the angel did not say a potential Savior has been born, which is what religion teaches. Religion teaches that Jesus kind of only sort of got part of the saving done. He is the potential Savior of everyone, but it's up to you and me to somehow complete what he didn't finish. We have to do something to merit it. If that were true, then Christ could not be called the Savior, because we in effect would be saving ourselves through our own effort or merit. That cannot be. The good news is that our Savior was born, and Scripture teaches us that he succeeded at what he came to do. And the message Paul the Apostle makes clear to you and me is that it is all of grace. It is purely a gift given gratuitously to humanity by God. Some believe sooner, some believe later, but Scripture tells me that one day all will believe, all will bow, all will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And I'm getting ahead of myself, stepping into some passages that I wanted to reserve for a few days from now. I pray, though, that you would believe this, that you would rejoice in it, that you would rest in it right here, right now, and share it with somebody else, because this is good news the world needs to hear. My name is James Flanders. Thank you for spending this time with me. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.